the latest technology,
the perfect must-have for every golfer,
the coolest trends,
oh, gnarly,
insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Bounce Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. We've got some local golf events to mention that are coming up this week. The Women's Golf Association of Massachusetts is holding their 110th Annual Amateur Championship August 2nd through the 5th at the Charles River Country Club. And also, the MGA is holding their 23rd Annual Father and Son Championship. It's August 3rd and 4th at the Country Club of Wilbraham in Wilbraham, Mass. And I'm actually going to be golfing tomorrow at the TPC Boston in Norton for the 8th Annual Deutsche Bank Championship Media Day. And there's going to be a phone press conference with defending champ Steve Stricker, so that should be really fun. I'm looking forward to that. WATD's news reporter Steve Doddrell is going to be joining me at the event as well. So we're all going to be golfing together, so we'll see how that goes. My guest this evening is a local junior amateur golfer, John Beadle. John is from North Attleboro, Mass. And this past week, John played in the Mass Golf Association Junior Amateur Championship at the Foxboro Country Club. And he sees the pre-junior title. Are you here, John?
I am. Hi, Liza.
Oh, hi. How are you? I wasn't sure if you were there.
Oh, I am. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks.
Did you golf today?
I didn't get a chance. After the show, I think I'm going to try to get some putting and chipping in.
I knew it. I said he must have golfed today. I mean, I'm sure he golfs every day.
I do. I usually try to.
Are you working this summer? Are you teaching golf?
No, I try to help over at the MGA Links on the Saturday morning clinic.
Oh, and I can't ever pronounce that. Is it Manaman Tappet?
Yeah, Manaman Tappet.
Yeah, all right.
Now, very close.
Yeah, the folks at the MGA are great.
Yeah, they do an incredible job. I went through the whole first tee program, so that's really where I got my start.
Oh, and the executive director is Joe McCabe over there?
Yes, it is. I know Joe very well.
He's a really nice guy. They usually have the first tee program event at the Deutsche Bank. Did you attend that last year?
No, I didn't get a chance to this past year. I haven't past years, though.
Oh, well, they had this long drive hitter. He was like the from the Guinness World Book of Records.
Oh, wow. I saw that 2 years ago. They had another long drive guy. It was really an incredible show.
Yeah, definitely. The director of the MGA, Dave Sprague, is at the U.S. Senior Open Championship this week.
Yeah, Joe Sprague is.
Yeah, what is he doing there? Is he doing, like, rules official stuff? Or?
Yeah, he is. He is a rules official at a lot of different events. He's doing a blog this week, too.
Oh, wow. He's a really good writer. I've seen some of his stuff.
Yeah, he does do an excellent job. He's doing an excellent job at the MGA, too.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Now, yeah, he is.
Are you ranked on the National Junior Golf Scoreboard website?
No, I'm not. Not quite. Usually you do when you get a little older.
Oh, all right, because I was looking to find your rankings, and I found that website. I think that's a really cool website.
Yeah, it is. They do a scoreboard for a lot of different events I've played in, too.
Oh, yeah, and they had this article on there, which is, I found it really interesting. It said, you know, for younger kids, be careful what you put on Facebook and Twitter, because it will affect your college, you know, if you want to get recruited for college sports and all that. I thought that was really interesting that they were posting that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're saying colleges and high schools are even looking at those things now.
Wow, that's amazing.
They should be.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. Now, John, how long have you been golfing for?
7 years now.
And when you were learning as a, you know, small junior, what clubs did you use? Were there many clubs?
I hit U.S. Kids clubs.
Oh, you did? I was wondering about that.
I did. I went through all the different colors.
Do they have any other clubs now for kids? I'm wondering.
They do. I think Dunlop makes different clubs. Mm-hmm. And some of the, all of the real companies like Callaway, Ping, Nike, they make junior sets.
Oh, they do. All right. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, they're almost miniatures of the regular sets they have.
Oh, that's awesome. When you were growing up, do you golf with your dad, or do you have any brothers and sisters that you golf with your family?
I golfed with my uncle. He really got me started.
Really? All right, now, what's in your bag now? What clubs do you play with?
I play with Callaway STI driver, Titleist Fairway Woods, Nike Irons, Nike Wedges, a Nike Method putter.
Wow, you have a diverse range there of clubs.
I do. I try to get a lot of Nike in there. I'm good friends with Clem Lamar, who's a Nike rep. He sets me up pretty well.
Clem, they sponsored my show. I know Clem really well.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Now, did you know that Clem went over to Puma?
I did. I talked to him the other day, and he said he went to Puma Cobra.
Yeah, what are you thinking about the Cobra clubs with the merger? You think you might try them out?
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll give anything a try.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. We're going to play next week.
Well, I think you should try the Cobras out and see how that goes.
Yeah, I should. I just got these Nikes this season, so they should do me for another few, but I'll definitely try them.
Yeah. Getting back to your playing history, tell me about the event you played in on your home course of Foxborough Country Club last week.
Yeah, it was an incredible week. The MGA does a great job with all of the events they run. No matter where events you play, no matter AJGA or Challenge Cup events, the MGA really goes all out for them. They have a lot of different officials there who volunteer, and it's an incredible event.
So how many days was it?
3 days. It was a 3-day event, and you had to qualify. I was fortunate enough to have an exemption, so I didn't need to.
Oh, I didn't realize that, because I was a little confused about the pre-amateur award.
The pre-junior?
Yeah, pre-junior. Sorry about that.
Yeah, they do. I'm in a larger division called the junior division, and that they separate it into two different subcategories, the junior and the pre-junior. The pre-junior is for people, kids 14 or 15 years old. You play the same tees as all the older kids, so you have a chance to go with the overall title.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting event. It was really nice this week playing at my home course, because I had a lot of friends and family members at the club come out and watch me and support me.
Oh, that must have made you feel really good to have a nice gallery there.
Yeah, it was. It was really nice. It was a great week.
Yeah, so you're not nervous about your friends and people following you as you play?
No, I try not to be. Usually, you can acknowledge them once at the end of the round, but usually try to stay pretty focused during it.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a hard time with focus? Like, do things... Some people, if they play golf, they can't have anyone talk around them, and then other people, nothing bothers them.
Yeah, I don't think anything really bothers me. I'm pretty concentrated out there on what I'm trying to do.
Oh, all right. Do you play in the NEPGA Callaway Junior Tour? Do you do any of those events?
I don't. I just do the Challenge Cup. I do almost all of them.
Oh, and how many events are in the Challenge Cup?
Probably more than 20 a year. There's a lot.
The Challenge Cup has a long name. The United States Challenge Cup Junior Golf Foundation.
Yep.
That always trips me up when I try to say that, because it's so long.
I know Dave Adamonis does an incredible job with it.
He does. Now, how many years have you been playing?
This is my third.
So how many people are involved in it? How many kids play?
There's probably a number of hundreds who play, even interchangeable hundreds.
So is it just from New England area?
Some even come from Florida and farther away. It's really getting a lot bigger. It's expanding rapidly.
And so they travel up here to New England to play during the summer?
They do. That shows you it's gotten really competitive.
Out of all the tours, the junior tours in the country, is it one of the most competitive then?
I think it probably put it in the top 3 or 4.
Really? Dave Adamonis' dad, Dave Sr., did you ever meet him before he passed away?
I met him once, but he was usually in Florida running the Johnson & Wales School. Dave took over for him.
Dave runs the John Minnick Deutsche Bank Championship event?
Yeah, they do, and it's sponsored by Deutsche Bank and Seth Waugh.
Now, do you have to be invited to play in that, or because you're on the Challenge Cup team, do you get to play?
No, it's an invitational. I think they have 12 boys.
Because I know last year, during the Pro-Am, they got to play with Camilo Villegas. They had a good time.
Yeah, those were three kids who were chosen. I actually played in a Pro-Am event the year before.
Oh, all right. Oh, maybe you'll play this year.
Yeah, I played with Brett Quigley at the Country Club.
Oh, how was that?
Wow, that was incredible. Dave set it up 2 years ago. I played with two other kids in a Pro-Am at the Country Club. They set up the championship course.
Oh, wow.
In the Ryder Cup pin positions. It was a heck of an event.
Oh, my God. So did you feel like you were in heaven that day?
Yeah.
At the Country Club?
Can't get much better than that.
I don't think life can get much better than that. So
you're
Brett,
right.
Brett Quigley is a really nice guy. I met him at the CVS event about a month ago.
Yeah, he is a really nice guy. I enjoyed spending the day with him.
Did he give you any tips out there on the golf course?
Yeah, he did. He did give me a few while I was out there.
Oh, all right. Well, what's the thing that he was trying to help you with?
He helped me with one bunker shot. I played pretty well. I think I shot 77 that day from the championship tees. which wasn't bad. We played it, I think we played it close to 7,000 yards.
So you liked the track there. It was good for your game.
Yeah, it was incredible. I love the country club. You get a special feeling whenever you go there.
Well, I think they had the MGA Mass Open Championship there last year, maybe?
Yeah, the Mass Am was there. Yeah, they do an incredible job there, too.
Well, listen, John, stay on the line.
Sure.
Up next, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best, top-of-the-line equipment, in-store demos, computerized club fitting, and certified golfologists ready to help you take your game to the next level. Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. In Hanover and Hyannis, and online at GolfologyUSA.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is local amateur golfer, North Attleboro's John Beadle. So, John, am I pronouncing your name properly?
You are. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank God, because people always mispronounce my name, so I know how it is. They can't just say Liza. They're like Lisa, Liza, I don't, Lily. It's Liza.
Yeah,
it's not that
creative
hard.
Wording.
Definitely. So, over the years, do you know how many MGA tournaments you've participated in or championships?
I think this was my this is my fifth MGA Junior.
Do you feel that, you know, you're getting more experience and you're feeling more comfortable competing through all your opportunities that you have?
Yeah, I do. I've really gotten a lot of great opportunities with the Challenge Cup to play competitively. So the MGA event was really just a part of my normal nature now.
Now, you were Player of the Year in 2009 at the Challenge Cup Junior Golf Foundation. Did you get invited to the Northeast Amateur event?
No, I didn't. That's for the older Player of the Year. Okay. Got the 13 and under Player of the Year. Cameron Wilson got the invitation for the older one.
Oh, that's right, Cameron, because I think I heard his name bandied about at the Deutsche Bank event last year.
Yeah, it was nice to get that award.
Definitely. That's pretty prestigious there.
Yeah, I was happy. I had a good season, so it was nice to get rewarded for it.
The Challenge Cup Foundation, do you play against the girls as well in the same pairings?
No, we don't. They always play with each other. They have a girls' open division, so you could be 10 and playing against the 18-year-olds if you're a girl.
Is that the same with the men's?
No, it's not. We have different subcategories and age divisions.
Well, Megan Kang from Rockland?
Yeah, Megan's a good friend of mine.
Okay, because I interviewed her last year. She's really sweet.
Yeah, she is. We're actually playing in a tournament as a team in about a week and a half.
Oh, what tournament's that?
The WGAM Mixed Tournament. So it's alternate shot. We'll be playing as a team.
Oh, that should be really exciting. Where are you going to play that?
It's at Stowe.
Let me see what else we can talk about here. John, who have been some of your golfing inspirations over the years?
I felt like Tiger was before all of this came out. He was a real role model for me.
Do you feel like, you know, from a junior's perspective, that the scandal changed your perspective of his golf game?
A little bit. He's still an incredible golfer and athlete. He disappointed me as he disappointed a lot of Americans. It really surprised me when it all came out because he had everything to lose and really nothing to gain. It's probably something you'll never see in sports again, for someone to be on that high a pedestal and to make a drop that far.
Yeah, it was pretty surprising. It was pretty surprising even for him to have to handle.
I know, you're right. I watched his apology. He seemed genuinely upset after all of it.
I think so too. And on the Golf Channel, some of the commentators were, one of them was almost, like one or two of them were tearing up and almost crying.
Yeah, you even felt, you know, he did the things to himself, but you felt bad for him a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Do you feel like that it's too much pressure for a professional athlete to have to live up to those standards? I mean, do you think it's even humanly possible?
You can still live up to a certain standard. He really went away from it, from all of his, everything he was ever taught.
I'm
sure you can make a mistake, but he really made multiple mistakes.
So what do you think of all the young guns on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, it's real. They're really coming up. Ricky Fowler, seems like he's going to be a great star. Rory McIlroy.
Definitely.
A lot of great players.
Does that give you hope? I mean, you're about 14 now or 15?
I'm 14.
14, so about 4 years, you could be out there?
Yeah, maybe I'll get to play as an amateur. I never really intended to play professionally. I just like to be a very good amateur. mostly in college.
That was what I was going to ask you. You seem like you're the type that would definitely go through high school and college and get, you know, everything done and be on your sports teams in high school and college rather than trying to make it.
Yeah, it's a really difficult life. Some people can do it, but you're really playing for your dinner every week if you're on any type of tour. And it's very difficult, too, if you're on the Hooters tour or where you're really playing for your own money.
So I have a lot of the mini tour guys on my show, guys that have won tons of titles and events, and they go to Q School. I mean, Rob Oppenheim,
yes,
from Andover, I think he went to Q School 8 times or 7 times.
I know, that's incredible.
Before he made the Nationwide, and he's not young either. He's probably 29 or 30.
Yeah, Jim Renner, too.
Oh, Jim Renner, that's right. He was doing really well for a time.
Yeah, he was. He's from Foxborough, too.
Oh, really? Well, I know that he played in some of the state tournaments this past week.
Yeah, he did. I think he played in the Mass Open, too. He got a tough penalty there that really cost him. Yeah, I think he played a competitor's ball, and that was a two-stroke penalty against him.
Well, have you yourself in competition ever had to call a penalty on yourself?
I've had to call a penalty on myself before, but I've never hit a wrong ball.
Yeah, I wonder how you could do that. Don't you usually mark your balls?
Yeah, you do. I have a penalty on myself before, but I've never hit a wrong ball.
Yeah, I wonder how you could do that. Don't you usually mark your balls?
Yeah, you do. I think it was in some thick rough for him, so I don't know if he could see the ball, the complete ball.
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes it can be difficult if you can only see the titleless markings or a certain part of it.
And you can't move it, so.
No, unless you can identify your golf ball, but you have to recreate the lie afterwards.
Are you really good with the rules of golf?
Yeah, I've gotten to know them pretty well.
It's hard sometimes to know everyone.
Yeah, it is. I keep a rule book in my bag, but there's always, if it's a tricky thing, they always have rules officials there. And you can play rule 3-3 if you don't know a rule.
Oh, that's really good, too.
Yeah, it's good that they let you do that on all the tours now.
You said that you're playing in an event coming up with Megan Kang. Like a month ago, I covered the CVS Charity Classic event, and there were mixed teams. And,
oh, were there?
Yeah, there was like Ricky Fowler, and I'm trying to think who he played with. He played with Brad Faxon, but there was Suzanne Pedersen and a number of women that played, and they played, you know, against the guys. And I asked all the guys, like Ricky Fowler, do you mind getting beat by a girl? And they said no.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So if you got beat, would you mind if Megan, you went out and played against her and you were in an event and she beat you? Or any other girl?
I wouldn't. She's a great player.
Because I think the girls these days are really good.
Yeah, there are some good girls. I'm happy I'll be playing with her, not against her.
I know. I think women are really methodical in their golf game.
Yeah, they are. They don't make many too quick decisions.
No, I think they're methodical and very precise in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they are, because they can't hit it quite as far, so you have to learn to score in different ways.
Yeah, the golf course management.
Yeah, you're right. They do have some good course management.
Do you feel like you have good course management, or at times?
I do. I've worked hard over it to try to be methodical on the golf course, just try to relax. Look at the percentages of things before you make a shot.
Do you use any of those range finders?
I do. On the Challenge Cup, you can use a Sky Caddy, or you can use any other type of range finder that doesn't have slope or wind, so I use a Sky Caddy.
And do you really think the Sky Caddy is the best?
Yeah, I like it. My hand's a little bit shaky, so I can't use a range finder.
Right.
So I always use the Sky Caddy. It's nice because it gives you a front, middle, and back distance, and you don't have to shoot anything.
So you really think that the rangefinders really help people's games, or your
game
anyway?
Yeah, they do. And I think the biggest part of it is they speed up play because you're not walking off distances from anywhere.
Yeah, well, in these tournaments, so many people complain, oh, it's taking so long, you know, the pace of play is dragging, and, I
was very impressed with the MGA's pace of play policy.
And what's that?
We got all of our, they put you on time clock after every 9 holes, and you usually get the round in at about 4.5 hours.
That's really good. Sometimes it takes 5 or 6.
Yeah, if you put the tee times too close together, you can get some really slow rounds. I've had some 5.5 and 6 hour rounds.
Oh, that's just
waiting.
That's just painful, because in your mojo, it just, you know, you can't get a good groove.
I know, because you're waiting so much, you do get out of your groove a little bit.
So what's the time between tee times in the MGA? Like 7 minutes? Or
10 minutes.
10?
Yeah, it's either 9 or 10 minutes. They have a pretty good gap, and they really keep you moving out there.
Definitely.
And that's interesting, too, because you can't use your rangefinder in that event.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So the MGA doesn't let you?
Yeah, it's funny. The MGA does in all of their other amateur tournaments except the junior. So if I played in the Mass Am, I could use it. But
yeah,
not in the junior.
Well, look at, I'm learning so many interesting things from you, John. Now, what do you think of, this is so off the subject we were just talking about, but I read today that 15-year-old pro Lexi Thompson has decided not to petition the LPGA for her status. She's 15. Do you think it was a little too young for her to try to start out anyway on the LPGA?
Oh, she's a great player. I don't think we've ever seen anyone like her. So she really hasn't had any precedent to follow. But it seems like she's still studying hard in school, and it's good for her to give it a try. It's a little bit easier to compete on the women's tour than a 15-year-old boy going out there.
It's, you know, I hate to say it, but it kind of seems like that.
Yeah, because it seems the courses are a lot shorter, so you could get away with hitting it. 15-year-olds now wouldn't hit it anywhere near the PGA Tour pros.
I think
I'm looking forward to seeing Lexi Thompson play. That's going to be great. I saw with Tad Fujikawa a few years ago, too, when he went pro too early.
I know. Whatever happened to him? Because, I'm a Twitter girl, so he was a big tweeter and Facebook, yeah. Million friends, and then he just kind of hasn't been doing well this year.
I haven't seen anything with him.
I haven't either.
He was almost a phenomenon there for a while, after he made the cut when he was so young.
I know.
That Hawaii event.
He really was. He really was.
It's easy to fall off. Look at Ty Tryon, a lot of those different guys.
I know, it really is.
That you don't hear about anymore. It's easy to do in golf. You could have one injury and then never come back.
And you know who's kind of faltering a little bit? Local guy from Marshfield, Jeff Sisk. He's on the Nationwide Tour, and I don't know how well he's doing this year. I don't think I had him on, you know, in January, but I don't think that he's doing that well.
Yeah, he's a 6-time Mass Open champion, right?
Yes, but he had
a... So that shows you how difficult it is. You could be the best in a region. The people are so good out there.
Listen, John, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best top-of-the-line equipment, in-store demos, computerized club fitting, and certified golfologists ready to help you take your game to the next level. Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. In Hanover and Hyannis, and online at golfologyusa.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is local amateur golfer, North Attleboro's John Beadle. So, John, we've talked about your golf game. Now, what's up? You're starting high school this coming year?
I am. I'll be a freshman this year.
So are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be switching to a new school.
What school are you going to be going to?
Noble and Greeno in Dedham.
So is that a little bit of a commute for you?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be about 40 minutes for me every day, but it'll be well worth it.
I think so, too. I think my aunt went there.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because my mom went to that Stoneleigh Burnham, and
oh, okay.
I think they're around the same place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not sure, but okay, it's hard to remember where your whole family's from.
I know, you're right.
I think they're from up in that area, but I know
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what kind of agenda do they have? Just college prep?
Yeah, it's a college preparatory school. There's a lot of different things that are interesting from a regular school that you would go to. They have an afternoon program every day, so after school you would do an activity every day, season.
Now, how's their golf program?
Good. They play at Dedham Country and Polo Club.
Is that different from the Myopia? Because I was at the Myopia. It's so beautiful up there.
Yeah, I've heard it is really beautiful at Myopia, but Dedham's a completely different club.
All right. They don't play polo or anything there?
They used to play polo. Someone told me they were trying to bring it back, but I'm not sure about it.
Do they have horses there, I wonder?
I was wondering about that, too. I've only played it once before. But I'm sure I'll get to know the course very well.
Oh,
over
definitely.
The next 4 years.
Now, have you met the captain of the golf team or anything? The coach?
I've met the coach. He's a real nice guy. He's a science teacher at the school.
Oh, all right. So that should be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Now, do you know what college you want to go to already?
I think I want to play Division I golf. So I'm really interested in Duke.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left. In all your travels with the Challenge Cup team, what's the most favorite place you've traveled to compete?
Florida. I played in West Palm Beach.
And what was so special about it? Just the course was great, and
yeah, it was for the world championship.
And how did you do? Did you do well?
Yeah, I think I did pretty well. It was a good learning experience for me to see what the competition was like in all different parts of the world.
Do you find it easy to travel with the guys you play golf with?
Yeah, I do. Usually you travel on your own and then you see people there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I just travel with my family, and then you'll usually see whoever else is competing down there.
All right. Well, listen, John, looks like we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and best of luck for the rest of the New England golf season.
A lot, Liza. Yeah.
Goldie Bounce Golf is on Facebook. Check it out. I have tons of local news and fun giveaways, too. Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.